Welcome to the Real Edition Podcast, the space where growth, transformation, and storytelling collide.
Welcome back to the Real Edition Podcast, where truth gets amplified, purpose gets personal, and every episode is a brick in a foundation we're building together. Today's guest is not only my sister, but a walking blueprint for longevity, resilience, and reinvention. With over 20 years of experience in hair, cleaning, and event hosting, she's a serial entrepreneur whose work ethic speaks volumes, but her recognition speaks even louder. She's the proud recipient of the Fearless Women's Award of 2025 here in Las Vegas. Her certificate of special congressional recognition, a City of Las Vegas certificate of recognition, and a spotlight honor for the Large Vision Business Network during National Women's History Month. This isn't just an interview. It's a celebration of legacy in motion. We're talking sisterhood, entrepreneurship, and how to stay rooted in identity while rising in influence as a Black woman in business. So if you're ever wondering what it looks like to scale with soul and evolve with every season, you're about to hear it firsthand. Let's get into it.
Wow, Labricia, what an intro, sister. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be the first podcast. I get to break it in.
Break it in. Now, you know, we went back and forth a little bit on today's title, and I just want to make sure I highlight it, and I'll highlight it a few more times. Mm-hmm. It's Grace in the Grind, Black Women Building Boldly. How does that sound to you?
Awesome. You know, while in business, I always try my best to stay focused, but also give myself and others that I'm working with grace. I think that's like so important, Bree, because you never know what somebody else is going through, and yourself too, because I know you've heard me sometimes like, I did this, or I didn't do this, or I didn't do this. And that's me not giving myself grace. Like, you know what I mean?
I feel like when you do that, though, because of our connection, I'm able to come in and kind of be like, okay, it's not the end of the world. What are we going to do to get beyond it?
Right. And keep each other on track.
Dynamic duo. So I do have some questions for you. And, you know, this conversation, you know, I guess trigger warning, it's going to get deep. It's going to get colorful.
As usual. All
right. So first question. When you think about your personal growth over the last year, what moment made you stop and say, I've really changed?
I believe that my first wow was when I went to go service. I had a client that I was getting ready to service, actually, and I had got all the way there to the client and they canceled. You know, I still do hair too. And my hair clients are limited right now because I don't really have the time and the space. But the ones that I do have that intimate relationship with, those are still my A1 since day ones. I'm still going to service them. They're my people. You feel me? My friends, my family, my client. So I was on my way to go do that. And it's never okay for me to be on time, not on time, or to do a last minute cancellation on a client because you need your hair done, right? We don't remember that I need my money too. That's how deep this is about to get because I'm about to give it to y'all raw. So yeah, I got pulled up at the client's house and the client was not at home. And she didn't answer the phone. And we finally were able to speak while I was on my way home. But mind you, I live on the outside of Las Vegas now. So it took me an hour to get anywhere. So I was feeling some type of way. But I had that whole hour to drive home and reflect on who I was when I first moved to Las Vegas. Actually, prior to moving to Las Vegas. And, you know, I start my first entrepreneurship title was a braider. And I started braiding at the age of 12 on the steps, you know. And mom was getting people to get their little permission slips. I was 12 years old, twisting everybody in the neighborhood up. But anyways, that was my first reflection. And it just really made me want to be on time more and to be more precise with my timing and what I can do and what I can't do. Because a lot of times I will overbook myself because I wanted the money, you know? So to what capacity can I service my hair clients? Because I still want to do that. you know, but still being able to show up on time. Because the timely manner is like everything to you. I still don't all the way think that it's fair. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. So I think that it's not okay for me to be penalized or looked at differently because I didn't show up for your appointment on time. I think it's a two-way street. And I never noticed a two-way street or how I looked when I was not showing up for my clients. And I didn't do it often, but I wasn't all the way seasoned, should I say. Oh. At the time when I was pulling up on clients, I've been a mobile hairstylist in Vegas. I got some old school, some high end, some low end, you know what I mean? So I'm glad that I was able to have that experience as a hair braider or just an entrepreneur and to take other people's time serious. And I think that that was like my first, like, wow.
Yeah.
I show up now.
It's different.
It hit different.
You know what? It's crazy because, you know, having, I want to say, I have a bird's eye view of you and how you move. Like, I am definitely a big part of your world. Don't get me wrong. But I'm always looking at the big picture because I feel like that's my purpose for me to, like, have that bird's eye view and make sure things aren't being missed and that kind of thing. So just to hear you say that, it's like, not only did you have that moment, but it wasn't like you just had the moment and kept going. You had the moment, you restructured, you changed and reinvented yourself almost in a manner of like, hey, no, this is what showing up looks like. Understanding your capacity, understanding all of those things. And then holding the people around you accountable.
That is a big thing too, because sometimes you can give too much grace. And I think that at times I do that just because of the kindness that comes out of my heart. It said the kindness of your heart. No, the kindness that comes out of my heart, because I will allow people to do certain things and then I'll complain about it. So you can't, I only let them do that. You know what I mean? I won't let my clients, just like they not going to let me because I done had some nasty people say some stuff to me in the middle while I'm doing your hair. You got the audacity because I was late to keep saying that. You was late, but you did a whole no call, no show, and that was fine. You feel me? After I done drove to you, you know what? I showed up. You didn't show. I think that was my first reflection on myself after I had already made the changes and went through the growth process. I had already did that part of it, but it was more of a reflection. Like, dang, girl, you really came a long way, TT.
It's crazy that we're opening up with this question because last night, you know, I told you while I was here, I had a whole moment. And that was kind of part of it, like really understanding the growth and being able to articulate it in a manner where I could redigest it and be like, okay, no, I'm not who I was before. No, who I am now is not bad.
No.
It is about the growth. Now, with all of that being said, it does kind of take us into the second question. How do you balance showing up for your business and showing up for yourself as a Black woman? I'm gonna let you marinate on that one for a second because I understand, like, we as women, just in general, carry a lot. But then to throw, like, okay, not only that, but I'm of color. I have to show up different. I have to walk different. I have to sound different. I gotta look different. I gotta have my hair a certain way. And then at the same time, I'm still a person and I deserve care. So again, how do you balance showing up for your business and showing up for yourself?
This one gonna be deep.
I told y'all we were getting into it today.
Because you was like, you know, my hair. You know what I mean? You gotta take care of your hair, and I just happen to be naturally curly. For the bulk, I've done protective hairstyles, and I do my own hair, so I don't have to pay for it. But it is a task for me to actually get my hair done. So right now, I'm wearing a wet natural look because I can just wet it and go. But I have made it a point to make that appointment in my book and set the alarm to do my hair.
Mm.
5 hours. And then it take me, like, I'm just doing crochet. It really don't take me five. It do take me 5 hours. So I know that I'm not going to sit down and just focus on myself. It's totally different. And that is a big part of me showing up. Because I can't go into any establishment, especially if I'm going to go do a walkthrough. You never know. You got to stay ready.
Right.
And the first thing they're going to look at is my face and my hair. You know what I mean? I may be able to slide with my clothes because I'm a cleaning company, but really not. For my clothes, I've added in, I got a spot where I go and get my little cheap little hookups from, and I've made it a point to do at least one outfit, one professional outfit per month. On the low low. And that come with a pair of shoes. You get one suit, you get a pair of shoes to go with it. Mm-hmm. So that has me ready from head to toe. You know what, that's funny, because I just saw somebody from one of the networking events. I saw them down at the chamber at one of their events. So this is our second time linking up. And he said, man, you know you be clean, right? I try to do my thing. So that is a big part of myself. Care and then also like my feet. So I just basically, even if I don't go and sit in a shop, I do put that in my calendar, and it's not a day. I have to like fit those places in. Okay, I'm gonna do my feet this day. I'm gonna do my toes. I'm gonna do my hair, and just finding things that are cheaper on a budget and more sustainable to hold me up so that when I show up, I show up right. That's important. I think that's one of the biggest things, Bree, because I'll look it back at a ponytail and go, but no, I think that's becoming a part of me. You know what I mean? Like when they see her, they're going to know she's going to come right.
Yeah, absolutely. So
we're coming clean.
I love that. Like for me, as far as self-care, which is definitely a huge part of this podcast, when we get into the ending segment, there's a question for you there. But for me, as many of you know, if you listen to the first episode, my bathtub is where, you know, peace meets creativity, where soul meets spirit, where mentality meets relaxation. I feel like when I set that time aside in the evening, most evenings, to, you know, cleanse myself and then also be able to meditate, the lavender, the salts and all that kind of stuff, my skin feels amazing. I feel amazing. I could do that. I can go to my yoga mat. Okay. Like really take care of myself. And then at the same time, when it comes to business, just like you said, I'm showing up, I'm dressed.
Right.
I'm ready. Yep. I'm dressed for my future. I'm dressed for my present. You know what I mean? Like that reflection of, you know, when you show up in a room, it's so, so different. I remember I went to a meeting and it was just at Starbucks, and I ended up wore like some plaid business pants. And I had on the best cleaning service shirt. And after I left, because I left the meeting early because I had other things, like other engagements. But after I left, I got a message and it was like, I love that you showed up branded.
You know what? A lot of people don't think that that's important. But look at Maggie at the event. You noticed her flip-flops. I thought that was cute. Some flip-flops. People do. You do stand out when you rep yourself, and you're supposed to do that anyway. Like, you're your biggest walk-in billboard. Like, when it came to hair, that reflects back to that, being a serial entrepreneur, being able to combine all of those different experiences and know what grabs the eye.
Yeah.
What grabs the eye? What's going to make me stand out? That's going to make the sale. So I think that was really good that we were able to establish those professional shirts, and I'm going to get us some more made ASAP.
Period. I will say I still like the idea of us getting the business embroidered on those suits that we have, because I think that'd be, you know, because, you know, we like to pop out. Let's move on to the next question. Or, you know what? Let's take a quick break and talk about the best cleaning service. So before we get into question three, the best cleaning service is definitely one of a kind, right?
It is. And I try to take, lately, it's been different. Like when I'm doing walkthroughs, we still do traditional walkthroughs. I think that's a big thing with us being personable, because your home is your temple. Your home and your body is your temple. And we do go out our way to make sure that our clients are comfortable. Bree, I think that has been a big thing with us. Finding the right people who can carry that along, that type of respect for somebody's homes, their beliefs, their thoughts, is important. And living in a clean home equals a clean, clear mind. And a lot of times, different conditions of, you know, making our clients feel like themselves, but still be able to help their solution. Just cleaning up the house is not always the solution to the problem. You feel me?
Yeah.
If it's in your head and it's a mental situation, I mean, we need to work with you. You know what I mean? Like, we need to come in. Like, the client that we had from the insurance company was my first time realizing that we were not just a cleaning solution. It was like cleaning and mental health solutions that do go to self-care, making sure that you are in a clean environment. You know, a lot of people that are minimalist.
That's me.
Minimalist. They don't need the extra stuff to operate, and that's healthy for them. But then when you see somebody in a cluttered space and that's around them, a lot of times that's a mental trigger to let you know that they are not mentally stable and it's something else in their brain that's cluttering them. You know what I mean? So us being able to go in and help them work through that issue and start giving them a cleaner environment. And then at the end, seeing that result. Like a year, and sometimes it might take a year. We had worked with somebody for a year, and then after that year, she didn't need a cleaning service because now she has it under control. Now we can come in and do a monthly maintenance. Our overall goal is to be able to save you some money, but still work with you and give you the service that you need at that time. So I think that it's been real on the residential side. And the commercial is still growing. I think that that's kind of a...
We're on the precipice.
Right.
That's where, like, I feel like with the commercial, you know, it's still something to be conquered and worked out again.
Like, I don't think it's going to be bad, though. I think it's going to be something beautiful because of the different programs that I'm getting ready to tell you about today that we can put into place so we can always help somebody. Because I think it's always about helping on both ends.
Yeah.
Like being able to help a client and be able to help an associate. Somebody else, like one of our team members, and I call them team members because I don't want nobody to work for us. I always want somebody to work with us.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg said the same thing, like how you treat your employees, there's a big reflection on you, and then how that's how the job gonna get done. And if the job get done right, guess what? Your client gonna be forever happy. So, no, I think that we have took the necessary steps to put the right people and the right processes together to sustain and make it a clean and healthy environment for our cleaners and our clients as well.
So again, when I tell y'all, perfect segue into my third question, like it's kind of creepy when I tell y'all, I'll be telling my sister like, you're so weird. Can I have my own thoughts? Can I have my own words? And no, I can't. And that's fine. But on to question three, what's one internal belief that you had to shift for you to grow in leadership? So what was that one thing where you was like, okay, I'm thinking as an employee, now I need to start thinking as an owner. You want me to go first?
I had to drop the phone for that one. You go ahead.
Okay. So for me, it was working on the business instead of working in it.
That's a good one.
That
was definitely a work. I still have to cross over to that, but I think that everything we've done has been strategic and timing is of the essence. I think that we move and we adjust and we adapt or adjust at the right time. And then, yep, you're right, because somebody got to work from the outside in. But for me, I work in the business and on the business, and that is a lot. I won't lie about that. I am looking forward to being able to step out, but I think that how we've coddled the business has been beneficial to us. Nobody could tell me nothing different, like no coach, no somebody from the outside, whatever, because I feel like you need to be able, with the experience that I've had, because I worked in so many different cleaning industries, and I've been in the outside of the cleaning industry, residential side, for so long. So I think that that gives us a little more strength to know behind the scenes what's going on. I'm not just sitting back at my house delegating, although that is powerful. It is powerful, and it is a way to get to the money quick. I don't knock nobody who do that. Having a personal, we're just a more personable company on both sides, you know? So for me, it's been placement. Yeah. The big thing for me has been placement. Being able to connect the right cleaner with the right client equals longevity.
You know, I also like put into my view, like how you show up. You know what I mean? Like, I know we both wear a lot of hats in the business right now. You know, it might be a sales call or a customer service call, or, you know, a lot of times you throw up the ball and I slam dunk it, which is priceless.
Yeah, I think that's sweet. Like, yeah, there we go. I can go sit down now.
But it's like,
let's see.
Going in to actually question four, in what ways does sisterhood or even our relationship show up in how you lead?
I think the ability to be able to read don't even know if it's reading, but I know that you could show up and represent me accordingly. I think that's a strength. Like this week you went into the Las Vegas Review Journal. You had that meeting. You don't get to do a lot of those things. And this is the second time that you've been in town and been able to go out and do the fun part. Because that is the fun part of running the business. Yes. Speaking with people, just enough, showing up, showcasing your business. Because you can't just go out and just be, oh, we did this and we did this, we did this. But when you're able to go sit in a corporate office, I think that takes you back to being in corporate, but not in corporate. And I think that that's awesome for you. But back to the question, being able to send you in there and not worry about what that conversation is, what the conversation sounds like, and you being able to deliver and represent myself and the company in the right manner, I always know you're going to show up right. And then get the keynotes, get everything I need. That's important. It's hard to trust people with that. And then last, my money. My money. You got full access to my money. Yeah, that's a hard thing. You see how they did Selena? Oh, my heart. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, people out here crazy right now, so I really don't have to worry about where my money is going or if something was slipping or, you know, I feel like you're just in my best interest all the way around for my company. So I want to tell you, I appreciate that as well. So I think that's like a diamond in the rough. Like, that's hard to find.
I definitely agree. I know. Because I be saying stuff up. I be like, oh, you got to be on the radio. Oh, you got to go here and do this. And I always say, like, even we was on a podcast not too long ago. And I was like, it doesn't matter which room or which space we fill. We know that talking to one of us is talking to the other.
That's weird, too, for other people. Like, even with the phone lines, it's like, who I'm calling. But that also makes the business. First of all, remember when we talked to Koyo and he was like, when you guys call and you will be talking to an actual person. Not to say that it will be like that forever because growth is really coming. So we're going to have to really step back from the phone. But being able to at least get in contact with the real owner if something happens is mm-hmm. everything.
And it's like, we don't anticipate ever shutting off those lines of communication. Like that's never even thinking about it now. It's like, yeah, no, we'll forever be able to contact us at 818-861-6477.
Y'all take that number down.
That is the best cleaning service. We are currently operating in
Las Vegas, Ohio,
and soon to be Battle Creek, Michigan.
What? We're currently revamping in Fresno, California. So, yeah.
Yeah, what's up? When I tell you, like, to think, like, just last year, you know, this was an idea. This was a thought. And we've done nothing but put energy and motion into it to get where we are right now. And then it's like, we're somewhere, but we still have even farther to go. And yeah. You said something yesterday that just sat with me, because I've said it in the past as well. This is bigger than us.
It is.
This is bigger than us. The event we had an event yesterday. That's why I'm here. We're actually sitting together at the Kitchen Island. But just that event, like, again, that is bigger than us. That is a part of the mission, the goal, the beauty, all of it.
You know what's crazy, though? It's like, I'm sorry, this is deep. You know what's crazy is that I just told you before we went to the event that I just wanted to do annually. And, you know, I always pray that God move me in the right way and that I make the right decisions for everybody. Because like you said it at the thing. You guys, when you become a CEO, you got to start making executive decisions. Mm. You don't just make decisions for yourself. That means you cannot continue to move willy-nilly and just go off on a limb. You got to sit back and think about it. And yesterday I said that I couldn't take it. And the pressure, because all week it was like, Lord, I can't wait till Saturday comes so I can relieve this pressure of this event. And I had different questions like, what is a cleaning service doing a marketing event for? I just had so many different thoughts and questions and things going through my head and trials to get to that, to what is it, 11 o'clock on Saturday the 21st at the East Library. It took so much for me to get to that. And nothing before that was like fun to the point where I was ready to give up. And then that annual was like, I'm just going to do it annually. But God said, no, you're not. He going to make a way for you to do it. So the barrier that was removed at the end of that conference was remarkable. Like, I can't explain. I don't even know I used the right word. Like, did I say it?
Yeah, I don't.
Did I say that right? Was you it remarkable?
You said it right. Okay. But I don't want us to go into detail about the barrier.
I ain't going to go over the barrier. I'm just saying that it was removed. Yeah. So he going to put you where you're supposed to be. He going to lead you where you're supposed to go. And when you think there is no way, he going to make a way. I can't say nothing else about it. To the next question.
No, because we're here.
Go to the next question.
No, because yesterday you said, so I gave the keynote speech, and one of the things that I said was, you know, about executive decisions. We have to make them as an entrepreneur, as a woman, as a leader. You have to be capable to override what everybody else says and know that it's in the best interest of everybody. So I love that you hit on that. Mm-hmm. I also, yesterday during my speech, I always try to, you know, keep it professional, but also keep that authenticity to who I am and what I am. And I said yesterday, like, I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I am a child of God. I said that to all those people.
And right, me too. I am too. It is. And you know what? When you, his baby, nothing can come unstoppable. Ain't nothing can come in the way. Ain't nothing going to block it. Ain't nothing you could do from what your assignment is. When you're on assignment, he going to make sure that it get done.
You said for the last couple of days, you keep saying you're here. No weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Yeah, but he's going to prepare a table before the presence of our enemies. So when you're in business, it's like a lot of things get thrown at you and you don't always know. You got to be careful. You don't know if it's for you or if it's not for you. So, you know, I just really do my best to keep God on my side in every room that I walk in, every situation that I go through, every person that I touch, and hope that I touch their heart in the right way.
So again, my sister is so creepy because that kind of answers my next question, which is, what advice would you give to a younger version of yourself stepping into entrepreneurship today?
I just told him. From your personal life to your business life, there you have to be able to separate those things. Mm. But then also be able to know the lessons and apply them to each other. You know what I mean? Or because most of the time, your personal life will affect your business life. I don't know how people keep that separate because it's a trickle down effect. You know what I mean?
Right.
I understand. Like just two years ago, I was in a situation where I didn't have anything. Mm-hmm. I didn't have nothing but my car and my dog, God and my sister. And there was some other people that was in my life that was there that shouldn't have been there, and God removed them. And the way he removed them was I had to pay a price. And I feel like, I'm just going to say it, I was just in my car, just living in my car 2 years ago. And now I was able to have it. He gave me a new build. I was able to pick out my countertops, things I never would have thought. My credit still messed up. I was wiped of everything. So you can lose your faith, but don't lose God. You know what I mean? Like, you could lose your house, but don't lose your faith.
I think that's a strong testament to why you won that Fearless Woman's Award. Like, there's been so many trials and tribulations and everything. Just like, it's so crazy how aligned our path is with each other. Because, you know, 2 years ago, you was in your car, I was in my van, okay? Like, and again, you had me. I had you.
But we always talk about, I always say that too, about being forced into position. And sometimes people just operate like that. Some people just operate off of scarcity, or they perform better when they're under pressure, which is not always a good thing to do, because I need you to be performing at all times.
Yes.
But it's crazy how God will force you into position. And no matter what that look like, you got to just get up and keep going. So that's my advice to any entrepreneur out there that's trying to really make a way, or you really believe in yourself. You got to really believe that regardless of who around you, the comments that you hear, because I hear them all the time. I hear stuff all the time, and I always have to sit back, and I have my sister there. Find you a safe person that you can speak to. Find you a mentor or a counselor. I just said that instead of mentorship, I'm going into go speak with a counselor, because mm-hmm. that's somebody who can hear and give me advice without judging me. Or they don't know me. You know what I mean? It's and then that too, like even when I go out to other events, if there's somebody around, I like to connect with people that I don't know. You know what I mean? Because they give me a clean slate. You don't have to worry about what I went through or when you see me and I was a small fry. You ain't gonna know what it is when I show you the baked potato with the chives and the sour cream on the top. You're gonna be like, oh man, she just showed up. I like this girl. She's something else. So that's how I'm able to touch other people's lives. You know what I mean? And still be able to maintain my composure and everything else that's going on in the world. Because I hear all the time, like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? So if you have so many people questioning you at a time, you'll go home and be questioning yourself. And if you question yourself, you don't have clarity. And that's a big part of being in business, is knowing what you are, what mission you on, and the purpose that you serve.
One of the things, while I was having my moment yesterday, I was really dialing into, you know, who I am as a person and that clarity and everything, especially after that speech I had gave. And one of the things that came to me was like, you can have a fantastic product, service, anything, mm-hmm. and not be able to give it away for free if you don't know what you're doing.
You're right. And then I was just watching this other podcast and this guy was talking about this man who cut grass. He a multi-million dollar entrepreneur and he cut grass for free. So where he getting the money from?
Sponsorship.
He's an expert at cutting grass. So they're not just paying for them, you know, they're not paying to get their grass cut. He making money off of himself, his expertise. So now he ain't got to do cut grass. Now he the CEO and he making millions. So like never doubt, you know, I think that you just got to really be able to, like I said, believe in your purpose and know what you're going for. Because you never know. I never doubt nobody when they got an idea.
I think like this is definitely a good space to kind of bring back in the foundation edition.
I'm gonna tap into because I got my little book on hand now. Okay.
But you know, the first part of it is reflective. You know, where am I at right now? Where have I been? What was good? What was bad about it? What do I want? And it's like when you line up and start answering those questions, start developing goals, start looking at the bigger picture and then focusing on the finer details, that's when you have that clarity to go forward. That's when that path is set clear and open. I never give out anything that I have not utilized for myself. That's what makes my message it makes it different. It makes it powerful to be able to stand in front of somebody and tell them about, you know, X, Y, and Z. And then not to just tell them about it, but these are things that I live. These are processes and things that I have in place in my own life mm-hmm. that fuel my success, my motivation, my drive. Because every day is not a good day.
It is. And whenever when we speak on the book, it's like, I'm going to start on Monday, which is tomorrow, filling out the book and then devoting. How much time do you think I should put into just the reading and the questions and answers?
I would say daily. I would just say 5 to 15 minutes. We get into things and we think that we have to go full throttle. We got to go. I need to be in this book for an hour a day and I need to do this. No, that is not what this is about.
So that means you're hitting it right. Like you're sparking it. Because you know what? You could trigger somebody. I know when I be doing hair, like I'm an entrepreneur. Everybody know that. And I like to see other people's dreams come to light. So if I'm doing a client or I'm in an event and I meet somebody and they have a dream and they tell me about it, when I go off and go do something else, I might be working on somebody, something else mm-hmm. without anybody around me. That pops back into my brain because it threw a spark. So you telling me that that book is throwing sparks like that?
Yes.
We're going to see what happened. And then I'm a living example of it because I can't say like my order, my mentorship that I've had for free. That's why I said I am going to go into personal counseling instead of finding another mentor. I've had the mentorship from day one. Like my back end of my business, I can't lie to y'all. Like my sister, she did it. Like we showing up in a different manner. So that gives us, that's double trouble. So I appreciate it. And I really look forward to tapping into the book this week.
Now, do you feel like your identity is fully expressed in your business?
No.
Ooh, that's not what I was expecting.
I got so much more to do. I got so much more to show.
Okay.
I think that who I am right now, I do express that, but I know that I got so much more to give. I think that my public interaction with my audience and my face being seen in the front is what I still have to give. Mm-hmm. And I still owe that to my people. I don't mind speaking in smaller groups or approaching people. I don't have a problem with that. I think that sometimes when I'm in front of a large crowd, and I know that it's normal, sometimes I may lock up because I'm just an upfront person. So I know that there's so much more and that I haven't given my whole story to my viewers. You know what I mean? I think that them knowing my whole story is yet to come. And I think that that's something that I need to deliver to my cleaners and also our viewers. Now we're starting to, you know, gain a little following. There are people who want to be in the cleaning industry and then they want that mentorship from us. But I feel like in order for me to be able to give 100%, which is coming, is in the making, I need to be able to expose. I got to be fully exposed. We've been exposed. I've been exposed in a different manner for Las Vegas. That's a big city.
Yeah.
But to be fully exposed is what's next on the plate. So
I definitely feel like this was that first step of exposure.
Right.
Like this conversation, raw, unedited, uncut, like, and it's crazy because even so, I just want to put it out there in the world. Nothing we do was just, we didn't just wake up and start doing this stuff. This was cultivated over time. The cleaning business, the books, the podcasts, like all of this stuff. Like I can honestly say we have been positioning ourselves for a long time.
I feel like I'm like Nipsey Hussle right now. I had a couple dreams and now they're coming true.
Always spitting them records. So I don't know. Like for me personally, I feel like my identity is fully expressed in the businesses, mm-hmm. but I've taken such a personal act on things. Like when I tell you, it's been great, like the feedback that I've gotten from the book and everything. But when I tell you, like, I opened up doors I never opened. And then on a private note, like, I've opened up doors that have been closed for a long time. And it's not about, you know, licking an old wound or tearing open an old wound. It's about actually getting through those things, which is something nobody can take from me. All right. This has been probably one of the best talks I've had in a very, very long time.
I know we have on a day-to-day basis because we talk all the time. I think we do hold some pretty deep conversations that keep us going. But nobody could say by far this was like the best podcast I've been on, really.
Okay.
Probably because I'm comfortable too. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But you know what? It's perfect. And I'm glad that we were able to tap into our new era together. I know, and for sure, my next podcast or my next radio viewing, whatever I show up on, I think that I'm going to be able to come a little bit more correct after having this conversation with you. You really did it. That's why I'd be growing.
Snaps and claps. All right. So before I give you guys the wonderful outro I have, let's dive into Bathtub Chronicles. Now, you know, this is a segment where we talk about self-care affirmations and what are we doing to take care of ourselves? Now, I want to go ahead and ask my guest, because I know she answered this a little bit, but what's that one intimate moment you get to have with yourself to unwind and relax?
I'm a bather. I do like to light my candles. It's kind of weird. I like to light my candles. I like my water pot. Sometimes I might boil it to make sure it's hot enough for me. I do mix my bath salts and let me set the mood. Either some meditation music or something soft, like some jazz or something. Mm. Something real soft to serenade myself while I'm doing it. Cup of cold juice. I used to do alcohol, but I don't drink like that no more since. You notice that?
Yeah.
I don't drink like that no more, so it used to be like a little shot of wine. I don't even do wine because I never was a wine drinker. But just something cold so I could drink it while I'm in my hot water in my bath. I do meditate and I do that prayer while I'm, you know, just something at the bathroom.
It is, you know, and I don't know if it was how we was raised or what, but I definitely can align with that. And I swear, like, the salts that you make are amazing. I still got a little bit left. I'm going to need some more. Because my sister charged her crystals in a full moon. All right. This has been great. And you know what? a wrap on this powerful conversation with my sister, a woman whose foundation is built on decades of experience, fearless vision, and purpose that doesn't shake in the storm. From hair salons to event stages, from cleaning contracts to community awards, she's not just in the business game, she's reshaping it. If today's episode reminded you that your story, your grind, and your growth deserve the spotlight, then you're right where you need to be. Because when Black women rise, we bring the whole selves with us. And this sisterhood, it's a proof that legacy isn't just what we build, it's who we build with. If you felt that, make sure you subscribe, share, and tap in for the next week's episode. The Real Edition is just getting started. And we've got so much more to pour.